Blog Talk Radio.
The hit just keep on coming.
Let's start the show. You know what time it is.
What up? It's the Powerhouse Squad. The Powerhouse Squad of radio.
The Powerhouse Squad is in the house. With Tone Robbins.
Live and direct.
Sophia Alexandria.
I am in the house. What's going on?
And Brother
Al. Hey, what's up?
You know, it's not just the wisdom, it's the basis of understanding of the subject.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Today is a special day, a great day, also a day of tongue twisting. But anyways, I want to say, hey, everybody, how you doing out there? What's going on? You know what's going on. We are live in effect. The Powerhouse Squad is in the house. Our dear sister is not going to be able to come and join us today. But you know what? Hey, we're still here. We're still doing it. We're keeping it up fresh for you right now, giving new information and new enlightenment to the mind, elevating the time, thinking outside the box, not within the box, but we look at inside the box to say, hey, we have a better way of doing it. We cannot be just a bunch of crabs in the barrel trying to scratch each other up. But you know what? We got to work together. Make it a better day for ourselves, which also brings us into it. Now, but you know what we do. First of all, we always do. And Brother Tone, and you in the house.
Peace and light. What's going on, man?
All right. We just keeping it real. Yo, Brother Tone, so how you been, man? How's your week been, brother?
All is well over here with me. What about you?
Man, I'm telling you right now, I've had some COVID scares and things like that. But you know what? I overcame it. I came it before it even happened. I did get my shot. So I got my Pfizer shot. Got that out of the way. So you know what I'm saying? And yo, y'all can see me get my shot live on our Facebook feed for the show. So, you know, definitely check that out, you know what I'm saying, to let you know that, hey, Big Brother can take it too. So don't worry about it, all right? I'm with you. I'm supporting you. And, yeah, I was skeptic, just like a lot of other people. But, you know, we got into it, I went into it. I said, okay, hey, you know what? I'm taking it. I'm going to take it. I know that scandal with the so-called syphilis back in the day, scaring and catching on black folks and stuff like that, but you know what? I said, you know what? I'm gonna take one for the team right now, and I'm gonna say, listen, we gotta have something because I don't mind wearing a mask once in a while, but man, everywhere I go, shoot, they talking about you go to the bathroom, put a mask on. Well, hey, that makes sense, but you know, it's just some crazy stuff, man. So got going on, but before we get into today's subject, yo, Brother Tone, you got the news, right?
What's up?
All right, let's get it started.
From NFL Radio Studios in Sanford, Maine, tune in local and national and international news, keeping you updated to the current events. It's NFL Radio News. Your host.
That little quick intro, we ain't doing today. So, Brother Tone, I know you got the news, so what you got for us? What's going on out there, brother? What's going on, man?
The job rates are looking better, party people. The job rates are looking better. That's part of the news. So that's a good thing for people, man. You know, in the wake of the $15 per hour minimum wage situation, there was a lot of scares from the people where they were concerned about particularly, you know, what's going on with the jobs. Are they improving? Are they not improving? People are taking jobs, but people are also quitting voluntarily as well. So,
but
this whole thing with the economy and people quitting their jobs kind of goes down like this, right? A lot of us have become more informed with our capabilities, and a lot of us are actually stepping out there and either doing a couple things. Either we are readjusting our finances and saying, you know what, we don't need this anymore, and we're scaling back, and we're finding a way to survive with what we have already in our savings, and are just calling it a day. You know, some people are selling their homes, they're downgrading. So it's not necessarily all bad, contrary to popular belief.
Right.
You know, the jobless claim kind of is a cyclical situation or a slippery slope, as a lot of people like to express sometimes. It's one of those things where, you know, if you're making a formidable wage, you've done it for some time, you got some savings, you know that you can actually, you know, say, you know what, I don't need to go back in that environment. And I'll say this from a teaching perspective. You know, my significant other, her job lost 12 teachers, you know, and it's not necessarily implied whether they all took teaching positions, jumped on somewhere in another district, another county, other type situation. It's just 12 teachers just say, you know what, we're out of here, man. We're not coming back to the situation. And, you know, that's one of those things now what we are going to see over the next few years are where people are just rethinking how hard they're working. You know what I mean? Like, why work so hard and not enjoy it? And because this is one of the statistics that I actually came across in recent weeks. So your Social Security retirement is 65 for full benefits.
Right.
You know, if you qualify in the United States. Okay, that's a one-time check per month. But the average life expectancy in the U.S. is 78. So are you going to really bust your ass and work that long? And, you know, who knows? Who knows? You might not even live a long time thereafter. You know what I mean? And, you know, this is not morbid information. I think, you know, a lot of people have to start assessing life. You know, and death, you got to celebrate both. And at the end of the day, if you're born, you're going to die. You know, so it's proper planning to know how to best take advantage of your journey or your path while you're here. And I say that to a lot of people, and they kind of like scratch their heads. And I'm like, yo, I mean, I can't be any more optimistic and give more fruitful information than that, you know, from a standpoint of life. We're in the basketball playoffs, though, man, switching things up.
Yeah. Oh, Justin, I heard about LeBron, baby.
LeBron James. You know, as a meme says, LeBron James.
Well, what we're gonna see
now from the NBA, how well does the NBA carry itself without LeBron James in the playoffs at this point? Because 2 years ago when he joined the Lakers and they did not fare well in season and regular season and he wasn't in the playoffs, they said the ratings for the playoffs were the lowest of quite some time. And so, you know, the guy definitely has a presence, man. I was going to buy tickets to go out and see them play Phoenix. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand appearance fees. So I guess they split his appearance fee, you know, to show up to the event with the consumers. And the tickets were $300 minimum for one seat. And you were required to purchase two seats for the home games at the Phoenix Suns. Yeah, that was, you didn't have that one seat option. You could only buy two seats at the Phoenix game in that particular series when he was playing. Now saying that to say, again, LeBron James. So they're playing, they defeated the Lakers. LeBron James no longer in the playoffs, and I'm looking at attending a game in Phoenix now. So now the tickets have gone down to $85.
What?
And you can buy individual seats. You see what I'm saying? It's $85, but there's no
hold on. We went for $300, and you had to buy two seats, which would be $600-some. That's before taxes, if they, you know.
Right.
To right. 85 something. Oh, my goodness. Dude.
Right.
You know what? Hey, I'll still buy a ticket just so I can tell people I was there. That's about it.
So look, mathematically speaking, and I'm just saying LeBron James because of course he's an icon. He carries the league. He's the league presence. So if you got 25,000 seats, and let's say they're putting a $200 surcharge on each seat, that's like $5 million alone as an appearance fee for him to show up. And if you, again, if you don't understand appearance fees, here's the thing. Tiger Woods, at the height of Tiger Woods' run as a golfer, Tiger Woods maybe commanded, I think, $2 million, $2.5 million minimum.
Yeah.
So, and that was to show up to the freaking golf course. That wasn't to play in the tournament. So win, lose, or draw, Tiger was going to get $2.5 million for being in the active field of golfers. Now, if he won the tournament, that's just cherry on the top. Same thing with Serena. Serena gets an appearance fee just to show up when she was at her height. These appearance fees are amazing, you know, for sports athletes that actually aspire to, you know, greatness, and they're able to command that type of money right now because, you know, Lo and behold, I mean, you factor that he's getting, I'm going to say they probably split the bag with him. So LeBron maybe got $2 million to show up times 42 away games. 42 away games. That's what they play normally. So 40 times $2 million.
That man's got Oprah money. That man's got some kind of Oprah money. I don't know what the hell you ain't out of the way to go around. He's dead. Shoot. Yo, bro, speaking of flipping on
political
that,
news.
Man. Whew.
Yeah. Political news, though, real quick. Here we go. Democratic primaries have started. Well, primaries have started for gubernatorial, mayoral situations in the states. And guess who ain't showing up? Goddamn Democrats. Yeah, the Democrats. The people who support the Democrats are not showing up in large numbers the way that they did in order to oust 45. So this is one of the constant cries from, of course, the people who like to poke the bear. The GOP party, they're like, yeah, see, this is what happened. You guys are brainwashed. You got, 45 out of office, and now the real situation shows up now where people aren't really in the politics the way that they say they were in the politics. Now, something to keep in mind with situations like this, and this is for anyone who checks out this radio programming. Listen, guys, you got rid of 45, but don't give up all the other seats, because if you don't have all the other seats, you know, unfortunately, the president doesn't have enough power to make moves, hopefully, in favor of the people that supported that particular person and their platform agendas. So you guys have to really keep that in mind, you know, post major elections, you know, focus on your communities, man. Your local district elections, your state elections are key, man, because if you're not putting the right people in office there, then of course you're not going to get the right person in office at the top.
So the question I want to ask you is this. What do you think about the Kamala Harris situation, what that's been going on with that? Because of the House and the Senate is not really the way in the favor, and then the way that the people are not really showing up to show support against these certain bills that they're trying to pass, do you think that there's something that is, you know, is it going to be make it more harder to get what we need? Because I know Biden's bill, he's been trying to push through. They're saying it's going to bring more spending and it's going to make the deficit a little higher. But do you think that we're going to be able to get past this? I mean, within a 4-year span, of course.
Well, I mean, I'm not a major economist, and I don't want to put my foot in my mouth. And, you know, and frankly, and I said this on a more recent podcast, I'm just happy to not really talk politics, to be honest with you, because so many people are left in a real different place when you get to a space of where you're trying to move forward past the representation that was in office during the last tenure. The people issues, I'll just be real, man. The people issues are never going to be fixed. At the end of the day, it's a situation where it'll never be a utopia that's going to be effective for all people. And this is something that people don't like to hear, but I'm more of a realist. You have to look at options on how to do more for yourself, value yourself more so that you can get the most out of life. You know, there are so many different programs. There are so many different situations now that people can be involved in and actually help them. But key thing is this, though, like when you turn yourself into a small business, a lot of people are not up for the task for that work. So that's something that people got to be willing to invest in and really stick in there once you move past becoming a paycheck employee.
Right.
There you have it.
Yeah.
And that's the news.
Well, I hope I got one last little bit of it. I got to bring it up. All right. I don't know if you know, Tony, you might have seen the feed on it, on the radio station's feed. Big shout out to my brother and the C-Clap, my brother who is coming up with that app. That, I don't know if you heard about that. That the black-owned young brother from New Jersey, all right? And everybody needs to get on to this. This young brother here has been attacked. And guess who's doing the backstabbing? Our own people. And guess who's leading the pack with it? Mr. P. Diddy, him on Sean Combs. I wanted to get into that, you know what I'm saying? This man is just basically, this young brother, who's still in high school, comes up with a black social media app for shopping, like Black Wall Street for young kids, for children and as well as adults, and also comes up with a platform and web design for a black TikTok, all right? And it's in the beginning. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
And what happened was, is that P. Diddy took it upon himself to block him, to try to make sure that this brother does not even get out the gate. He's put all his money and time, and they just beat him up on it. But guess what? He's fighting back. So I want to give a good shout-out to him. You know what I'm saying? If you want more information, I'll leave it up and on the website. So don't forget to go to NSF Radio Stations with the S.com. And there'll be more information on the website.
Well, you know what? So when you're bringing that up and you're talking about someone trying to make something that's better than TikTok, you got to understand, man, a lot of these people are invested in this stuff with the mechanicals of TikTok. TikTok works a little different. So you can post on TikTok, but your interaction from people doesn't happen instantly. They have to review it and make sure that they send it out the way that they want to send it out. So So it's not like Instagram. It's not like Facebook, which I'm sure there's still some level of controls behind the scenes with that as well. But it's not as apparent as it is with TikTok. You could post something on TikTok and it may take 4 or 5 hours before you see that first person interact with it. You know, it's a little different for the photo algorithms for Instagram, where, I mean, it kind of coincides with the name Insta, like instant. And, you know, you'll have some immediate pops. Some of them may be fake because of the bots that are attached to keywords, word keys, and hashtags.
About, hashtag.
Yeah.
And I see that all the time.
Yeah. So you'll see some of that, but you know, it's big business because anything that incorporates musical rights, and you know, they offer up a lot of musical rights. So TikTok has the ability to make a lot of people rich in a short span of time. It could bring notoriety to the user, you know, if it works out favorably for them, like the guy that was on the skateboard that got the little endorsement with, I think it was Cranberry Juice People. And then you also have songs that have gone viral from the snippet that is played via TikTok. So all of that stuff has to be clear to music executives, et cetera. So, you know, I could understand the concern of Diddy. I'm not saying that it's right, but I'm just saying, you know, he's very tied up in the music. He's an executive. He's on the West Coast. He's not putting out artists, but he holds a lot of contracts at the end of the day. So those royalties have to be forever for him to sustain that lifestyle. And I mean, shout out to him. He just won an Oscar as well, too. So as a co-producer on a short film that kind of focused on a person reenacting all of the wrongdoings that could happen by being stopped by a policeman. I personally wasn't, you know, my taste for the movie itself, but for the short film, but apparently enough people liked it enough for them to garner a Oscar. But that's that in a nutshell, man. Nothing to the people who actually create space and create technology on the internet. But if you don't have a big bank behind you, it's sad to say it's kind of hard to see that, you know, your product is really going to capture a lot of market share, because the market share is manipulated and it's controlled by, you know,
take this young brother. Okay. Let me tell you something. I've talked to this young brother too. It's calculated. The company name is calculated. He owns the app. He also has the app called Be Heard. That's B-Heard. Is the app on? Mm-hmm. It's on Google and it's on Apple, iPhones and everything like that. It's a good app. If for a start off, you know what I mean, you can post, you can put your comments out there. You don't have to worry about being censored like that. You know what people were complaining about on TikTok. If you're a black creator, you're being censored or shadow banned, and you don't have to worry about those things. The Be Heard was given that, and I listened to it. Listen, I was one of the original ones talking about, listen, we need to make our own black app for our own black TikTok way back before the COVID hit and everything, when all this shadow banned and stuff, because I got shadow banned. I'm doing it. Actually, this channel is shadow banned me now. I'll get 4,000 likes on my pages, and it'll only show that I only have maybe 200. And I know it. The reason I know is because the way people commented or come back to it or they did, it's sort of like 6 months later, a video I'd done about 8 months earlier, suddenly somebody's got reach to it. It doesn't make any sense. They're shadow banning you. They're doing all these other things on it. But I digress. But my point is this, that I think something like this is what, you know, is needed. But at the same time, I think, you know, we should just be able to have the opportunity to acknowledge a brother like this and say, listen, go ahead, we got you. But we don't need somebody who believe it or not, it goes back to our original show, is blacklisted.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, the man, B. Diddy, listen, man, the man's been caught having relations with another man in his office, and he's trying to say that he's not homosexual. It's a fellatio situation, trying to show that he's in power. I was like, hold on, man. And listen, man, you know, dude, I respect him. I wouldn't respect the person if he just came out and said, yeah, I'm bisexual or gay. Okay, all right, then that's just your lifestyle. But then to deny it and then try to hide behind it and then go on, you know what I'm saying? That's not cool at all. But then, you know, then turn around and, you know, he doesn't really support the community, but he makes speeches and talks to Fat Joe on YouTube and talk about, yeah, man, we need to come together. Black people, Latino, we need to come together. You know what, man? Listen, what are you doing to make that happen? I'm getting all the power. I'm getting the money. Dude, that's not helping. That's not helping your community. Yeah, be successful, but pay it for it, bro. Pay it for it.
Yeah.
I agree with you,
but when you talk of free enterprise, it's a lot of things that have been put into play now that just regular people don't have control of. When you're talking free enterprise and you're talking about internet, so you got licensing. That's the major thing that we have to understand. And I hope you can hear me clearly right now. But the licensing is a big thing. So I guess if you move forward when you are creating your space on the internet and you can go and you can acquire your licensing net, you can utilize certain playbacks, AP approved type snippets and sound bites for what you are actually allowing to, you know, be transmitted across your website. If you're trying to mimic any of the big websites and make something secondary or unique for a certain group of people, a certain ethnicity group, where it's like Facebook or Instagram, quote unquote, everything can go up, but a lot of things won't be seen because through you know, coding and things of that nature. So through coding, they're going to be able to pick up if you're using sound, if you're using video, if you're using likeness of people. Even if you copy it off of one platform and you take it to another platform, those mechanicals are embedded with certain binary codes that we don't understand sometimes. Quite frankly, we don't control them, and it's not. There's really, that's just bottom line to put it like this. There's no such thing as free press in America.
You got that right. You know that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no free press in America, and if you don't pay the proper fees in order to transmit copyrighted material, quote unquote, then your platform will never rise and have the level of success that it needs, or even if it does, let's say that the popularity does pick up, and so now you got the shadow banning that they can do, where they can isolate your content to where it's only picks up, let's just say if it's trickling, you know, 75 clicks out of every 100, they can bring it down to 1 click out of every 100. Or, you know, beyond the shadow banning, they just put you in a situation where they're just going to come in like Shark Tank and say, hey, how much can we buy you out for? And in most instances, like seriously, in most instances, a lot of people are going to take that money because it's the most money that they've ever had. I mean, and it's going to put them in a better place financially, even if they may say to them, hey, well, we'll give you certain creative control rights if you stay on. Don't believe the hype because it's not going to happen. It's not really going to happen. And so, you know, it's just like a musician being great at what they do and they sign to another label because they're having whatever indifferences. And so they get on with this next label. Hey, I'm going to speak to a very specific. So, you know, let's say like Busta Rhymes going over to Aftermath with Dr. Dre. And then you never hear an album from him, even though they make this big press release, like, yeah, Busta Rhymes going with Dr. Dre, expect great things coming up, blase, blase. And then they let all the BuzzFeed fade. And then after that, you never hear an album or production. They just put them on the shelf because what they were doing was buying time to let the hype die down from whatever momentum that individual or group may have at that particular time. And then you either they're going to fade away quietly or they're not able and have to go sign with someone else, hoping that they can recreate that hysteria all over again. So that's where you're at with it right now. So I say kudos to those that are continuously trying to break those barriers down. But this is one thing that a lot of people have to realize in the industry. We've seen the same, I'm going to say five faces. I know the numbers are bigger than that. But we've seen the same five faces for almost 20 years in music at this point. We've seen Diddy, Jay-Z, Drake, Lil Wayne, and then you can rotate that fifth person, give or take. So urban music and entertainment, as far as the prominent faces, they haven't changed in over 20 years. They're not stepping down. They're not giving other people an opportunity to come behind them. I mean, literally, these guys want to die in these seats. in these positions of power, and they only want their family to eat, sad to say.
Wow. You know what? That hits the nail on the head. That brings us actually into our main subject, bro. You just brought us right into the segue. All right, heroes. Who is your hero? What is a hero to you? Who is what are we going to get into? We talk about celebrities. Some people believe that a celebrity is a hero. Somebody that we look up to, we admire, we get into it, you know, personally. Seeing as Father's Day is around the corner, right there, around the corner. Of course, you know, next Thursday we're going to be we are not going to be in the office next Thursday. So next Thursday we're taking a week off so everybody gets to relax, spend family day, a Thursday to relax. Okay, but... we are going to get into it by talking about what is a hero to you. Now, my personal hero, now he's y'all are never going to guess whom I'm going to say five of my favorite people that I look up to. Forrest Whitaker, a.k.a. Ghost Dog. You remember the movie Ghost Dog? That movie right there? Yeah, that's one. Well, in modern day, it's Denzel Washington. He's definitely an example. I mean, the brother is modest in so many grand ways. It's ridiculous. If you sat down and talked to him, man, you'd be like, yo, this brother just a brother. He ain't no big deal. He's just a human being. And he's just good at what he do. And he'd right. tell you that. You know? That's admiring, man. And, you know, some people, you know, they say, look at me, I'm a celebrity. No, no, nah. Mm-hmm. And he takes his responsibility seriously. Mm-hmm. That's why I admire that. Of course, my biological father, which actually should be number one, but of course, you know, two, my father of faith, you know, and the last one, you know, I honestly, it's a toss-up. It's Brother Ibn Allah. He's Imam Imbala. Now, this brother here, I seen him. He don't even read the Bible anymore. He's got the whole Bible in Quran memorized, as well as every other scripture. And I sit there and watch him on YouTube. I admire this man. He thought he even tried to debate. He's not trying to debate. He's just explaining things, and people just drop down like, oh. I just love him. So he's like, wow. So I look up to those are my people that inspire me in this day and time. Currently, if you talk to my younger self, it would be a totally different list. But those people have completely, redefined my inner self. And that's what a hero it means to me. We talked about heroes before on the shows, the previous shows, but we really need to really look at it again, because it's a new year. And it's a whole new meaning, because hero and heroes or heroines are being redefined. Now you hear, all you hear is, I'm serious. You hear it all over all over social media, all over the news. Heroes do not always wear capes.
True that.
People
I don't wear
that.
Capes.
Yeah. And trust me, Tony, you all are a true hero in your own right. Woo! Man, people, especially in that dapper suit you had, man, that thing is, you better watch out. You better get your own bodyguard. Them women going to try to carry that suit off.
You got to be modest, man. But, but my heroes, man, it's real simple, man. It's only one person. It's me. I'm gonna pull from the Snoop Dogg page when he when he went into the star fame in Hollywood, and he said, I would like to thank me. I would like to thank myself. And I'm only saying that because, man, you know what? As hard as life is, I'm saying I'm my own hero in a sense where I didn't fail myself. And that's something that people really have to look at sometimes, because you have a lot of adversity that you have to overcome in life in general. And, I didn't let myself down where I became a victim of substance abuse, alcohol abuse, physical abuse. There's verbal situations out there that everyone has to overcome when you're dealing with trying to persevere, and you're going to have people that are going to bear down on you sometimes. And for people today, as we're talking about with mental health, we spoke on it several times on this show, on this platform. I didn't let people's words tear me down, tear me apart to where I couldn't be myself, where I couldn't be my best self. And every day is still a learning experience. As a human, you come across so many different things, so many nuances. It's fun learning. It's fun learning on the journey, man. And to give any honor and glory to anybody else other than God sometimes is some people say, you're being arrogant, but in actuality, it's a miracle being what we are, living on this earth and experiencing the things that we experience. And I mean, I can say nothing more. Sometimes you got to look within to find strength to be the best you. And so not only myself, a lot of people that are listening, I mean, you guys are heroes. Everyday people are heroes, man. We get excited about hearing so much stuff about people who have amassed so much money because of them, being entertainers. But regular people do amazing things too. And that's what a lot of people fail to realize. Like,
Well, you know, since we talk about this hero thing, man, did you hear about that in Indonesia with that young boy who had no legs? And he's and you know he had no legs. He had no legs, and he had a cleft lip. You know, doctors have been working with him. He got out of the hospital, and you know they gave him a brand new wheelchair. And you know he didn't because he didn't have a wheelchair. He was using. It was like Eddie Murphy. Remember in the movie in the beginning, Trading Places, where he was on that board.
Yeah.
Talking. Yeah. He was one of those brothers. My brother was trying to roll down the street like that, and And so what happened was he's running down the street after he just got out of, you know, hospital. He's recovered and everything, got out. And he literally, it was like he was Buzz Webb, man. He pushed up off the air because this woman who was looking down on her phone or, you know, she wasn't watching him going and almost got hit by a bus. He grabbed her and pulled her out of the street. Now, he had no legs and just pulled her off the street. And it was all caught on camera. And I swear it was the most horrific thing I've seen. I think it was BBC Ghana, Africa, or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was just oof.
Yeah, it was this kid that has you know, speaking of that, you saying they lack limbs, their lower abdomen or their legs, and they were rescuing people. You know, I saw something from this young man that's based out of Dominican Republic, playing basketball with one arm and excelling at playing basketball with one arm. You know, far better than other people who got all of their limbs. And I was amazed, man. It was pretty interesting. It was so interesting to the point where it almost brought me to tears, because it's just amazing sometimes in the sense where, you know, I just acknowledge God, but wait, the Creator, the Most High, always take care of his own and gives people so many opportunities sometimes, far more than we are willing to acknowledge, you know. And to see someone doing something that what we would want to say normal people does, you know, and that's another question, what is normal now? But, you know, where we seeing a person with all their limbs intact, performing, excelling, playing basketball. Let's just say we see this guy with one arm play a one-on-one basketball game with Michael Jordan and he keeps up. Like, how amazing is that? Not the fact that he's able to play basketball and you know, run close to Michael Jordan possibly, but just the fact that even without all legs, arms, even eyes, ears sometimes at this point, because, you know, one of the greatest composers has never seen anything in this planet, man. Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
You know?
Well, we got a comment. We got a comment from Pinky, Panky, P-I-A-N-K-I.
Mm-hmm.
The question he answers is, he says, who is my hero? Well, quite a few people, which includes family, like father. But George Floyd is not my or my family hero. And I feel insulted when he is being sold as sold. Oh, God.
Yeah. Can I get us a one-liner?
Yeah.
Hey, if you feel so compelled to hate against someone when we are admonishing or acknowledging who your hero is, it's such poor taste, man. It's like things like that. We was talking about freedom of speech, free press. So we just gave you free press to express yourself, and you use that to put someone else down that's dead, that can't speak for themselves. And for lack of better words, in this country, you know what? Everybody's a guest.
We tend to forget that, but we are all guests. Nobody should even want to raise themselves up higher than any other group from a race perspective, because in actuality, the way the story was written, we all came from somewhere else, no matter how we got here.
Well, you know, that's true, because you heard about what the Irish just found out. They're the original people that colonized Ireland. They were black. The so-called Cheddar Man, you know, that they try to talk about that, who the original people of the core of the Ireland. Well, you look at that way the Irish people are. They have dark features in them. And, you know, and it's been like that for centuries, over a thousand some plus centuries, years. And they deal with that. Well, you know, it's a damn shame that way people are using race as a tool to justify hate. You know, and you can't use that as a tool. You can't justify. I mean, look at this person here that sent the comment. His idea, him or her, whatever his idea is, that to use a logo of a beer bottle. So first instinct I get when you see that is, one, you're trying to get drunk all the time. So either you're a louse or you're drunk. And you really don't give a rat butts about life. Your idea of being intelligent is like maybe 3% of the time. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen. I applaud you for being able to speak your mind. Yes, I appreciate that. But like you said, Tom, some people are wasting that ability on ignorance. You know what I'm saying? And you can't be just out here. Yeah, it is. It's crazy. The way these people are doing it, you know. Let me tell you something. I've done seen it time and time again, where people will talk ignorant, do ignorant things, and either, all right, like take a day thing. Let's say you say, okay, you're 13 years old, you're a Caucasian male, and you got a bad experience with black people, so now you say, you know what, I'm all white, I'm a white Nazi, I like Hitler. So you're so darn frustrated and angry, you go out, get a tattoo that says, I love Hitler. Then 10 years from that, you turn around, you feel like, I don't hate people. Now you're stuck with this tattoo across your arm that says, I love Hitler, even though you really changed your views, but you're stuck with it. It's out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that part of it is, like, so, like, the energy of it, right? So the energy kind of works favorable for him, because kind of got us taking a different course, even though we talk about heroes. So I'm your man, you know what I'm saying? Your wingman right now. So I'm I'm fishing, right? So I'm just right there. I'm about to cast the reel, and I'm about to reel you back in. Hey, for lack of better words, we're not going to even give you no more attention, man, because it goes down like this for me. I don't have time to waste time talking to people who want to talk about dead people at the end of the day. What are you doing for yourself? What are you doing for yourself? We're talking about heroes. Father's Day's coming up. There's a lot of people out there who have put in the work as fathers to be first generational fathers in the urban community where they're in home, because of all of the long-suffering ills that we have experienced, you know, because of social injustice for long periods of time at this point. So, you know what I'm saying? Like this, brother. Let's stick to our narrative, and let's big up who we gonna big up. You know what I mean? As men of valor, people or heroes of valor that are consistently contributing, making a difference, man. Because somebody like that, all they do or will do, they're gonna hide behind logos, symbols, or they're gonna come with faceless attacks. like you said, what you were looking at from a perspective of what the profile looks like. So you don't have any integrity, you know, from the beginning. You don't have any integrity because you're not even trying to be authentic. So back to the show.
Yay. All right. Like, check this out. We get into it. We're talking about heroes. Who is your hero? We got Boomer Talk is in the room in the chat. I see you. Listen, I want to get able to get with you too. Who is your hero? Who is your hero? What is your understanding of what a hero is? Give me your definition, woman. Come on, give me what lets us. We're live in effect right here, and the room is starting to blow up a little bit. So listen.
One day.
Don't forget to download the app. If you don't want to post it up here, your questions in the chat here, don't forget to download the NSF radio station app. Go to that Google Play. Download it today. Get that Google Play app. Don't forget to download the app. And we're right here live for you, getting ready to talk about that. And before we get into that a little bit more, we want to say, listen. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for calling in, coming in, and we'll listen to the thing. All right, now I seen these. We talking about Chad Bozeman is a hero. That man was a hero, not just in film, but in inspiration and through strength. That's another good person that we can use as an example. We talk about even Joe Biden's being considered a hero to some people today because. See, what they don't talk that much about, Joe Biden has an extreme stuttering issue. He's the first, one of the first presidents that I know of that has a stutter. That is, you know, a stutter. You know, that, you know, and I, believe it or not, even the way I speak, it took me a long time because as a child, I had a extreme stutter. I literally talked to somebody and I couldn't get a full sentence out. Or I have to do some kind of impression, you know, like a Bugs Bunny voice or some crazy stuff just so you can understand me. And it wasn't me really my voice. It was me doing an impression of somebody's voice until I can get the confidence to really speak. You know, those kind of things, you know, inspiration. People who inspire you. You know, and on your day-to-day life that keeps you moving forward, you know, it's not easy for that, you know, and it's very mild. So the question is, who is your hero? What is your hero? Hold up. I think we got somebody in the lines. Let me go and check it out. So, Tone, tell me what you think, brother.
Yeah, man. Hey, all that stuff what you said, man, is... It's spot on, man. It's spot on. But, you know, like I said, I'm honoring me for the long history of my survival, and I'm going to give y'all some points so y'all won't feel like I'm being a jerkish about it. But I'm honoring me because I survived a crack epidemic, HIV, AIDS. I survived anthrax. I'm surviving the pandemic over here with what's going on. You know, I survived post-Jim Crow. Post-slavery, all type of animosity and ignorance that could come about just because of a person looking at your skin color. And guess what? I survived those things without being incarcerated for any period of time. I survived those things, and I'm a father to my children. You know, I am a great person. As far as a human being, and like I said, regular people are heroes too, man. You don't have to get caught up in all the glitz and the glamour of having to have something so impactful, so significant that you contributed to the world. You could just be happy. You could be happy to be happy. And I'm sure, and that's a great sign of mental health, of just being happy to be happy. And that's who I am, man. I'm just a happy person who can show respect to other people, acknowledge other people respectfully, and a lot more people need to get into that habit of just being a genuine, happy person. Because you know what? Every day that you can breathe, is an honor and a freaking pleasure. Yeah.
Well, we got 4923. You are on with the Powerhouse Squad. Go ahead.
Let's do it.
Well, this is
how
the Boomer. Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
All right,
mm-hmm.
All right. Who is your hero? What's going on?
I told you I want to give you a thank you for giving me a shout out. This is the Boomerologist from Boomer Talk, and I wanted to tell you my heroes today are you guys.
Thank you, all of you men, for
bringing this topic up, for allowing people to share and talk about our men, and you know who are heroes. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to give you guys a shout out as well.
All right.
We appreciate
it. Thank you. We do it for you all out there. You know what I'm saying? That's why we do it. Whatever it is, communicating, building, you know, reporting, trying to, you know, combine knowledge, wisdom, understanding. It's trying to, you know, every week we try to make sure that we're giving information to help you build a better life and a better day.
So that's,
you know, saying whether it's me, Brother Tone, Sister Sophia, you know, our music shows that we do with the Midnight Oil or if you like the country, you know, the Country Lou. But we all educate you at the same time, because you know what? We're here so that you can depress, not be stressed, and we're able to relax and able to move your day smoother. So you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
We appreciate you.
And we appreciate all you do. We do. Thank you.
No doubt. Thank you.
All right. You know the number. Right there. Come on, 516-418-5805. Give us a call today. Come on, you know the number. Who is your hero? What's your hero? We're also getting ready to go into our second part of the subject. So, with that being said, you know, we're just going to get into it. All right, Brother Tone. We talked about
yep.
who is the hero. Now we got to get down to, once there's a hero, need a lady. Does a hero need a lady? There's a hero. I thought this was the twist of the day. The twist of the day. So, you know.
mm-hmm.
All right. If you're online, right, let's say, you know how most people, the days of going to the bar and going to the bar is no longer really there anymore. You know, it's a little bit different for us, because you know why? You're meeting more people are meeting online. They're social meeting. They're meeting online. They get on the websites. It's you know, like we offer a dating thing on our app. So download, you know, with that, and when you're on the app with us, you know, you can meet that special someone. But we need to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of online dating, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
this
mm-hmm.
thing is getting out of control. All right, ladies, we touched on this with you all last couple of weeks ago when we talked about the Umar Johnson and Emmanuel situation, all right, and so-called relationship experts, quote unquote. But what we have not really got into with you is to explain to you how you're supposed to do when you go and meet these guys online. Yes, you put your profile out there, but respond. Come on. These ladies do not think they get on there. They thinking they got all the power. All right.
No.
All right, where am I? Where
no.
am I?
Put me in, coach. Put me
all
in.
All right, man. Pass the ball.
Yo, let me keep it real with y'all. You know what's the worst thing about online dating?
What?
Is if you don't have someone that you're involved with and you jump on the online dating with all of these listing demands. So you're trying to tell me you are of age, you're a mature person, you could be, as we call these days, a MILF. So you're a MILF, right? you got several kids, and then you want to come on, you want to jump on the internet. Yeah, you want to jump on the internet. Hold on one second. Pick some. You want to jump on the internet and you want to say to everybody else, I don't want you if you smoke, if you ain't got no job, if you do this, if you do that, da 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 da. Guess what, man? Yo, humans, it's not a buffet. You know what I'm saying? Where you can walk in there and pick up certain things, quote unquote, and a person not be a certain type of way over time. Like, to me, what you're showing me with your character is that you are so difficult already. So, you know, you're such a difficult person already. So that's part of the reason that Kevin can come in and make these type of comments that he makes to the women, because a lot of their pages, a lot of their representation of what they created as a profile, to, you know, to be honest, it's off brand, man. Y'all off basis. Y'all out of bounds with what y'all are seeing, because you ostracizing men and or women, for those that, you know, prefer women. I'm gonna keep it a buck because it's Pride Month, so I'm not gonna look down on anybody for their choice of who they like or want to share their life with. But when you come in and you got all of these standards, and then now we get a chance to look at you, and so we get a chance to measure up and say, well, damn, you ain't got no job. I'm talking about the woman. You don't have a job. You don't have a car. Some of them, you know, your livable situation is shaky as hell, and you coming in with all of these high expectations for someone to be your knight in shining armor. Come on, people. Not for nothing. Be more realistic. Be more realistic. As they say, look to be equally yoked. Look at where you are right now. And all you can say to someone, for the most part, is I hope this person is as put together as I am. But let them, you know what I mean, let them show themselves. You know, for you to come in with all of the hype, pre-hype expectations beforehand, pre-expectations beforehand, where you are trying to literally put someone down before you even give them a chance. It's like, are you serious? You'll never find anyone. Because that's your biggest hang up right now. You're hung up on yourself, and you feel so highly of yourself that you feel like, you know, you can kick candidates down at the door. You know how on the pirate ship when you walk in the plank, you can walk the plank. You can have people walk the plank before they even say hello.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, you know what? I gotta honestly tell you, you know what? I started doing the online dating way back. Okay, I'm talking about we were still you walk around with pagers, all right? And it wasn't online dating. It was the chat lines. Remember in the back of the Source magazines? And
yeah, I remember them joints.
Yeah. Well, you know,
they were way more fun though, man. You know, not to cut you off, they were way more fun because it was actually a true blind date. So, you know, you didn't have an opportunity to discriminate because a person is putting all these manufactured photos up there
where, you know, they got their, they're dolled up basically. You know what I mean? So when you meet them, you know what I'm saying? It's either going to be hit or miss based off of that, that true interaction of a blind date versus a person kind of measuring you up with photos that could be current and or photoshopped.
Right, right. Well, hold on. Now, this gets into the bad, okay? All right, we're going to get into the bad online date, and I'm going to give you my personal online dating story. I'm talking about before there was online dating. I met this girl. I ain't never forget this. I was 13 years old. And I called the chat line because, you know, legally at that time, you're supposed to be 18 to be on the chat line.
Yeah.
You know? So I get on there and I see this girl. She sounded like a black girl. And then, you know, I thought she was black. I thought she was black. Okay? And her name sounded black. Her name was Brown Sugar. So I said, "Hey, Brown Sugar, what's up? What's going on?" She said, "Hey, baby." I was like, "Oh, God." I said, all right, cool. So, you know, being a young, you know, tenderoni kind of brother, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I put my Mac down. I get up on there, and I'm sitting there. I'm trying to talk this girl out. And I say, "Listen, all right, yo, let's put all this aside. Stop all this game. We talked here about 20, 30 minutes about you and me. We clicking. All right, give me a number and an address so I can, you know, what's up. And I give you my address. You write to me. I write to you. Blah 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? All right. So she wrote me, and I said, "Yo, send me a picture of you." So she sends me a picture. This girl sends me a picture looking like she was, you know, what's her name from White Man Can't Jump, that little Latino chick. You know, little. I said, "Damn, what the heck? Oh, good.
Yeah.
I said, "Where do you live?" She said, "I live in Maine." I said, "Maine?
Rosie Perez."
Yeah, they got. Yeah. Now, this is way back. I said, "Black people live in Maine?"
Stop it.
Yeah. So I was at that time. So I'm sitting there talking. And she sent me this picture. I got the picture. I said, "Damn." So I get off. I said, "You know what? I'm coming to see you." All right. I get on the bus, get off the bus, come up to Maine, and next thing I know, I'm looking for the same woman in the picture. Here comes this white, this big old heavyset white girl, blue eyes, and I said, "You don't look a thing like your damn picture."
hey, what Chris Tucker say? What Chris Tucker say? She ain't look like Janet Jackson. So you, hey, like Chris Tucker said, "I don't know, want you to ever come around here again."
Trust me, I was crying. I said, "You know what, I make it work because my bus ticket is for a week and I can't get back home." So I was stuck.
Yeah.
But my point is, you know, when you do it, when you're out there, you're putting yourself out there, you're socializing with people, you know, you got to be able to, you know, check the facts. Okay, so I'm going to give everybody some tips when you are doing online dating, okay? There's certain questions I want you to all put into your profiles and ask the people on the other end, okay? One, if you're looking for a relationship, make sure the person that you respond to you is ready for a relationship. So ask them the question, what are you ready for?
That's not fair.
You got to be direct, brother.
That's that. Nah, but that's what I'm saying, right? And when you with online dating, and I'm not trying to shoot you down with what you're saying, I'm just saying, I think everybody got to be more open because at the end of the day, literally, once you're 30s, in your 30s, hopefully, you got some things working in your favor. So I just think that it just needs to be more organic. And the approach, And instead of, you know, we running down a series of questions on people, like, I got to have a checklist before I go out and have a date with you, because we can go on a date and I don't necessarily want to be involved with you, but we may turn into long, you know, we may turn into friends. It may be a sensible friendship that comes about from the dating. That's why I'm not opposed to shooting all dating down based off of credentials or this whole checklist thing that people try to create, because, you know, like I said before, I kind of think people make themselves look like sourpuss when they're already single, and then they're like, I don't want this type of person. I don't want you if you're not doing this. And I'm like, well, damn, you're already single. So I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, that's one of the reasons why you're single, because it appears that, you know, you could be potentially rather difficult. Just my viewpoint. I'm not saying everything I say is gold, but we just talking about online dating. So go ahead, break down your list, man. I'm going to fall back. I'm going to listen to what you got to say, brother.
All right. Well, first of all, you need to make sure that you put out that when you're dealing with people out there, that you have to have patience. Please have patience. Some guys get out there. I'm getting responses from people like, there's nobody out there. They don't want me. They're not. No. What it is, you got to remember, we all have lives. You have a life. You can't be hanging out on the app. You can't be hanging out on the line. You can't be saying, I'm going to hang out and look at blackpeoplemeet.com all day and night. No, you gotta go and do something, man. You can't just sit there and waiting for someone to hit you back. Because, first of all, nobody wants anybody who is lackadaisian just sitting there looking at the app. That shows that you have no productivity. You got to be able to say, okay, I am moving forward. I got to pay my bills. I got to take care of myself. I got to wash my clothes. If you're showing like you're doing something with your life, you're more likely to attract somebody else. And then maybe 3 days, take it in bulk, okay? So 3 days you can look at the app and then put it away for the rest of the week, okay? Put it away for the rest of the week or 2 weeks. But spread your time out. If you get a notification, don't be in a rush to answer it, okay? Try to make sure that you, when you do see something in there, you can take a peek at it. Just take a peek at it and make sure you have take time to measure the proper response, okay? Because if you don't measure the proper response, then you might put yourself in a situation where you're not ready to answer or you're not thinking right. You need to make sure you have all your thoughts and all together before you go on and try to make an announcement. If there is a video request, if the app or social media form allows you to have video requests, please do not come in there looking half naked on there. Do not try to think you got to put the fake eyelashes and everything. Be natural as possible, because, first of all, if this thing is to work out, you got to be able to make sure the person's comfortable with you in your natural state and environment. You can't bring something into your environment that's not ready to be received. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you have that in. Also, if there's a phone call part, if you want to talk voice to voice,
I'm just trying to get some.
Please do not do that right away. Try to give enough time so that you can do it. I suggest give yourself about 3-4 weeks, okay, of talking before you get into trying to do phone calls or anything like that. Just build up a rapport with the person. Don't not try to jump in there right away. If you're not ready, because if you're not ready and the other person's not is ready, then you know what? You're going to have conflict and you're going to have problems. You just need to make sure that, you know, your T's are crossed and your I's are dotted properly. So these are just some of the things I will give out to people that deal with your online dating. Yes, you're going to have some ugly stories, but listen what? You're going to have to learn from the mistakes. That's how you're going to learn. See, when you're a kid, right, and you say, okay, I like Susie. I like Susie. Susie's nice. She's cute. She's got a nice butt. She's got pretty eyes or whatever you want to say. But
she
thick. Whose man is this? Mm-hmm. but you really don't have an idea of what your ideal woman is at a young age. You're still developing
right. What
you want for the long term. That's why your first relationship, it's just always considered a memory. It's nothing really to look at.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So when I say to that to people, listen, you have to be able to put things down in perspective so you can understand that, you know, it's going to take time before you know what you want for the long haul. Most time you won't learn until your 30s. Your early 30s, that you'll find out what you really need to settle down with. That's for male.
True.
From a women's perspective, I say the age of 26. Statistics will probably show you that even though women are neurologically advanced when it comes to emotions and growth to men, but when it comes to actually knowing what they want for the long haul, that most likely does not occur until the 26 to 27 year old or age.
They're ahead of the bell curve with us, you know, as opposed to the men. So yeah.
Yeah. So these are my tips I tell you when you're dealing with online dating, you're dealing with these issues. When it comes to it, you know, hey, listen, it's tough. And I know you know you want somebody in your life. I know you want to have somebody in your life, but be patient. Don't rush. Take your time, and get it. You know, it'll get done for you the way you need it to be done.
True.
But beyond that, listen, hey Tone, you know we need to pay the bills, so I'm gonna hit the commercials. We'll be right back after this.
No doubt.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. I wonder if she is gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone in this house. It ain't no home anytime she goes away. And sunshine when she's gone. You know it's sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes. Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. In this house it ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Ooh.
Warning, radioactive zone detected. Please enter with Duende Mood. Take a break and enjoy the show. This is Radio El Duende.
Yes.
All right. We're back. Counting down to the last of the minute. Listen, we want to say thank you for everybody for tuning in today. It's been a great day, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? We paid the bill. We talked about the subject. We got it into it a little bit. We got a little conversation. We had a little bit of fun here. We got to talk to the people out there. So we appreciate you. For everybody out there that's been listening to NSF Radio, we wanted to tell you that, you know what? We love you. And we're always going to tell you that we appreciate you for tuning in each week. I don't care where you're from, Japan, konnichiwa, or you from China, or anywhere, or Australia, one of our biggest followers out there. So, you know, we want to tell you that save a shrimp on the barbie for me and some of that roux. I got something for you. I'll be out there soon one day, be able to come out there. You know, but anyways, we got to get ready to go. It's 4 minutes left on the show. Tone, what's going on with you on your show?
What's going on with me on my show? I got a couple things. I got Talking Chit Podcast, man. Y'all can find me on all platforms. That's Talking Chit, C-H-I-T, the Talking Chit Podcast. You can find me. A couple shows that I did recently talking about infidelity. That was a good show. It was from season one. I had it in the vault. So
hey.
I threw that one in there. And then, hey, I'm sorry. Can I put these back? Infidelity. What was the other shows I did? Is College Right for You? There's so many alternatives now as far as going to school. The question is college right for you? We got so many cert programs that came about because of the pandemic that people can utilize, you know, in the process of going through Corsica. And check out the show. We did a show with a comedian, Nicole Bunch. Follow her, comedian Nicole Bunch. Look her up on Instagram, up and coming. I'm called an artist, quote unquote. So that was a show that I did a couple days ago. But it's been a variety of things, man. Like, you know, it's the summertime almost, or really, depending on where you live at. So I'm turning a lot of my attention to just highlighting people, man, on my show that, you know, albeit friends that I met on social media, you know what I mean, just recognizing them, bigging up their platforms and things like that on the Talking Chit Podcast. And that's it. What about you, man?
We got a couple announcements for you. One, all you out there from Maine, in the Maine area, let you know, please come down to Sanford, Maine for Father's Day. We are having a fatherhood bowling night from 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time. Please give us a call. Come on in. You know the number, 1-800-903-2096. Hit that extension 1. We got the bowling night. So guess what? You can come on out, and we have a celebrity guest coming in. I do not know if we're going to get him, but I am hearing that he's in California now, but he might be coming out to Maine. Our mascot, our love and only, you see him when you look at, when you see the logo NSF, you see that guy. Well, guess what? That's Love Daddy. Love Daddy will be making a live appearance for all you kiddies out there. Come and take a picture with him, you know, and as he sit down and talk to you, and he's going to be out there bowling with you guys and basically out there. So get all the food, drinks you can eat, 2 hours of bowling, gaming for 2 to 3 hours. You can play video games, ice hockey, to arcade shooting games, tickets, prizes, giveaway, $1,200 worth of prizes. On Father's Day, just June 20th, okay, so 6/20/2021, from 5 to 7, we will be having live bowling right there for you, all right? And don't forget to tune in. We might be giving away some more prizes. Don't forget to go to NSF Radio, stations with the S.com. All right. But at that time, I wanted to say thank you for tuning in. I got to leave the
real
building.
Real quick. You know, say we're not going to be here next Thursday, so happy Father's Day to all the men out there, you know, that do their due diligence raising their children. And happy birthday to me. It's my birthday all month, every day, so you can say happy birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Is the 27th, but thank you. But my birthday is all month, man. I'm celebrating every day of the month right now. I'm actually celebrating right now as I'm doing the show. So it's a beautiful thing.
Happy birthday, brother.
Appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right. And see y'all next time. 2 weeks be back. Sister Sophia, we'll be back in the building. All right. But we'll talk to you next time. My name is Brother Alfred.
Peace.
That's Brother Tone. Peace.